All right, everyone, shut the hell up. Hello and welcome to the All Range Mode Podcast. This is episode 98. My name's Jeppy.
I'm Dan.
I'm Joe. Hello.
What's up, Chad?
Welcome to the show. This week on the show, I don't know what we're talking about.
Games. You got some games. You got some console wars, baby.
I got some games to talk about as well, but let's just get into it. Who wants to start us off?
I'll go. Chad seemed very ambitious.
Oh, hello.
Tell me.
What do you got?
Maybe a bit excited. Well, let's start off with the free games of the month.
Yeah.
Has anybody played Apotheon?
Yep.
Really? I haven't played it.
Joe and I played.
I didn't look interested.
Not together.
Oh, wow.
You guys played it?
I didn't look interested in it.
Here
this is a good episode already.
I didn't look interested in it.
Here it's like God of War, but 2D and not... Like God of
what? God of War?
I don't know.
I don't want to play
That's
it.
That's what I read.
Who said God of War?
Wait, where did you read that?
There's no, there's no parallel to God of War.
Maybe I dreamt it.
I don't know.
It's a bad game.
I don't know.
It's a bad game?
Good, it's just a boring side-scrolling.
It's probably 8.2. Metacritic.
Really? That's bullshit.
Maybe
you know,
better.
I would describe that game as unappealing. You know, like, you pick it up, like, I played it, you know, just running around, upgrading the shield or whatever, or, you know, gaining your abilities. It's obviously trying to do, like, the Metroid, Castlevania kind of thing. But,
Does that have the same unlocks like that?
No,
like,
I mean...
items and shit?
Yeah, you do. But the items are boring.
It felt like it wasn't going to happen.
Oh.
Shadow Complex, you know, Guacamelee, like, they've got...
Game-changing elements?
Well, they're interesting, you know, and they get a lot of hype, but Apotheon, that's what it's called, right?
Yeah, Apotheon.
Apotheon, yeah.
Honestly,
it's just free at launch. Like it's bullshit. I mean, there's three free games this month, and Apotheon is
Transistor.
Transistor, like so. Transistor and Rogue Legacy are huge. Apotheon's just nothing. I don't even know why.
Did you play Transistor?
For 5 minutes.
Nuts.
I don't know. I'm not interested.
Why?
I don't get the fighting mechanic. I don't get the story.
I'm an action guy. Like, I mean, if the number one contrast to that would be Rogue Legacy, game did I get attracted to?
Yeah, that game's dope though.
Yeah, but there's games that you're willing to invest in. You just have to
Style. Like,
I like Bastion so much, I want to give Transistor a shot, especially if it's free.
It's not like Bastion though. A sword talks to you instead of a.
Overlord, aside from that, it's a completely different fighting mechanic. Like, it's Final Fantasy Tactics. Like, you each take turns, like gaining ground.
No, you have a stamina meter, and you just have to kill these guys in an open field before your stamina runs out.
Yeah, but it's grid based. Like, it's grid based. There's paths you take. You know what I mean? It's not
so like you can pause the battle at any time, and then
your move based.
Yeah, it's grid based.
It is.
It's not a grid. Like you make lines in any direction you want, but you have a certain distance you can travel.
Yeah.
It's based
on stamina.
It's like a JRPG.
Yeah, but
exactly. I mean, I assume the intention is, like, you level up the amount of time you can play in that zone or the amount of squares that you can...
I'm sure. The amount of stamina you have, basically.
Whatever the word is. Traverse, yeah. So, like, you would max that stuff out. So, like, you can pause the battleground at any time, chart out, like, you know, instant kills or whatever.
I play games like it, but not...
I played it for, like, 2 hours. I didn't like it.
I gave it less than that.
I definitely didn't give it enough time to know if it's any good, because...
I bought it for $20.
Yeah, so...
And then...
Or no.
An hour after I bought it, I got a fucking email for a free code.
Guess we got that.
That sucks.
Yeah.
Not for me.
And now it's free, and it sucked the whole time.
Okay. Well, do you want to talk about the free games, or, like, are you going to do news first, or...
Well, you talk about Rogue Legacy.
Rogue Legacy. I mean, I'll jump right over Grim Fandango, which I don't know if you guys have any questions about that.
Fuck it. Well, I didn't know what it was until you basically said
it didn't hold up, right? Like, that's probably important to note.
It's aged terribly. Yeah.
It's cool that it's now released on another platform for people who give a shit. But
yeah. That was a huge part of the reviews was, like, you can't find this game, but everyone loves it. You know, like, it was just a victim of, like, the CD-ROM era that pretty much died with when consoles caught up.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, everyone, it's endearing, but it didn't get a facelift at all. Like,
I can't believe they didn't go widescreen.
Well, you know what it was? Yeah, that was one weird thing. But, I mean, games are pre-rendered, right? So, like, you pre-render a 4x3 screen. There's no turning that into a wider aspect ratio. There's no 3D world to look into that you can just open the camera up and it'll render more. You know, it's a painted background.
Well, they could just expand it.
Can you move left and right?
Paint a little more.
That's what you want them to do?
They could, yeah. It was a remastered edition.
What well, I mean, yeah. Well, it's a lot of work. I mean, I assume it's a lot of work.
What do they do? Just, like, did they? Does it sound the same? Like, did they come up with better?
No, it's the exact same sound. Yeah. I mean, the graphical enhancements.
Cash grab. They just up-res the fucking colors.
I don't know if it's a cash grab. They just
made it available.
Version of the game on. Yeah, now it's available. It's $20.
There's nothing wrong with that. I mean, you probably could have done better if they had made it better. You know what I mean? Made it a better experience. Kind of updated a little bit, but. It's fine.
I think I did platinum it. I played. Well, the thing is, it's all about puzzles, right? Like, and they're not clear. Like, I'm entering a room. There's a puzzle to get to unlock this door. It's more like you're introduced to like an entire environment with multiple settings, and you just have to learn like where you can get this item to manipulate this, and it's really old where like you have to pay attention when people are saying things like those conversations. It was
that's kind of cool.
It was more pivotal that you invest the time and talk to people because you're really like investigating this like the environment. So you really need to figure out like what's going on, and there's no other way to do that other than to just have conversations with people.
It's a cool type of game. Like in Zelda, in contrast, I'm playing Wind Waker. Whenever they tell you something, it's like they say it like four times, and it's highlighted.
Make sure you remember this. Yeah. You know, like this is part of the plot.
It's
you know,
so
like you're part of the fucking
stuff. It's
yeah.
crazy.
That's well, completely gone.
Look, like something like Dying Light. You just click, and it's in your quest log. It tells you exactly where to go. There are markers on your map.
Bethesda
does
that too.
Put the game down for 6 months, pick it up, and just go.
It's still there. That's the intention. I like that.
Yeah,
it's very low commitment.
You know? That's all. That stuff is like improvements that they've made to games. But like when Grim Fandango came out, it was. Make sure you get a notepad out and remember what everybody's saying.
That's really cool.
Yeah, like, it's
a metagame, almost.
It's kind of like, well, not kind of like, but in Last of Us, it plays in four acts. The same thing with Grim Fandango. It's 4 years, four different years, and you work for, like, the Grim Reaper, like corporation in the first year. Second year, you're running a casino. The third year, you run a naval ship. And, like, it's all these different things that happen, like, on your journey to find out, like, how to get into the, I think it's the seventh realm or the, I don't know, like, a different, like, to get to heaven, essentially. Like, the world that you play in is the land of the dead, and it's, like, where everyone, it's like a buffer zone between you and heaven. So you die, you go to the land of the dead, and it's, like, based on how much you sinned or whatever, you get, like, a faster quest into heaven, and that's the world you live in, so... I mean, it's pretty interesting, but it's really old, and if you're not willing to, I don't know, like, put in the time and forgive it for a lot of its shortcomings, then it would seem like a poor experience, just because it's old. It feels like it's not programmed well, but it's only because it's fucking 10 years old. Is it more than 10 years?
20.
20 years old, yeah.
It's a long time.
So
for technology.
Sorry. Yo. Would it be worthwhile... If I did put the time and I did forgive it for those things, or would you still say,
yeah,
you never
like,
played it, you can't really recapture
like
that?
Like, year two is a straight up murder mystery where you need to talk to people and follow leads and investigate and get different pieces. Like, you have like three or four quests open, so to speak,
okay.
But they're not labeled in any way. So, like, you're learning, you know, you get a certain amount of tasks from one guy, like, based on what your ultimate goal is. And it's like you have to do these, but then in order to achieve what you need to obtain, like that other people will send you on different, like, wild chases and, like, vendettas and, I'll help you, but you do this for me. Sure. Kind of shit. And based on how well you navigate through which conversations you have and what you say to different people, it could prolong or shorten your game. Like, if you say the wrong thing, it could send a character off to do some weird side mission, and now you have to bail him out before you can get more information. And okay. It's really deep. And that's rewarding?
Like, it's worthwhile, again?
I'm just wondering... It's like, cool when you finally figure everything out, but at the same time, like, it's really weird because if you know the right steps to take, the game could only take about 10 hours. Okay. Or maybe less, probably 2 hours if you knew every step.
Whoa.
Well, I mean, the way I'm comparing this is I went in for my second round of trophies, and because I knew which steps to take, it was significantly cut.
You're going to have the most platinums because you play through garbage once you're into it.
Yeah, I mean, Rogue Legacy, I'm super into.
Like, if you platinum that game...
You will not platinum that game.
Much respect. Why?
Oh, challenge accepted.
Because I feel like the difference between
Marvel Lego, like, there's no more mindless investment than that game.
Yeah, but Marvel Lego is probably like
less
continuous progress, and then you get to the end one
every single time. This I is go more
like
a run
exponential. It's like when you get to the end, those last few trophies are 10 times the amount of work for the 90 trophies prior. You know, that's I'm assuming that's the case. Like, there's probably beat the final boss or. Do some weird mode. I haven't actually looked at the trophies. But...
Well, the hardest trophy is once you learn the game, you'd have to start over a new save file and beat the entire game, all bosses, in 15 deaths.
That's never happening.
Never.
Well, there's no way. There's no way I'll be able to achieve.
What's the percentage of people who have that? It's got to be 0.01.
I don't know.
Probably 0.0.
Is that happening?
I don't know. Well, there's like hints on how to do it, and you know, in what
you
to invest
find
in right
the
away.
Bosses. There's four bosses or five.
When I get to the dungeon, I bail. Like, I'm not even at the point where I can confidently navigate through the dungeon.
Oh.
Which is the fourth one, right? Like, you go the main castle, and then you go far right to the outside, to the courtyard. And the next one is the high.
I always thought it was different.
There's right, up, and down.
It is
yeah,
different.
Right, up, and down.
Though. Yeah. Right is outside.
But still,
down.
No, but you get to a point where you can consistently beat
the progress is the progress so is strong. Castle's the heart the easiest. Courtyard is second, and then you go up into the whatever area that is,
above.
And then down into the dungeon. The dungeon is the hardest.
So you'll always like every time you die, you start back at the forest or castle or whatever.
Yeah, and you have to spend all the money that you earned. Like technically, you have to spend all the money that you earned on upgrades, and then enter the dungeons again. And
they save, right? Preach.
No. You can unlock the architect where...
unlocks do.
Where, like, you can stamp the map. And, like, you know what? I want to traverse through that same castle. Exact same layout, everything. I have more dungeon crawling to get through. I'm going to stamp the map. When you're looking for bosses and when you're trying to replay bosses, you want to stamp the map so you know how to get to that boss right away. So you don't have to, like, traverse through 40 different screens... Just to fight the boss, you want to start like fresh.
How many lives can you do that for?
As many as you want. They joke that the architect is going to charge you, but he doesn't in my game.
Hold on. What do you do?
The architect?
is that a class?
No,
it's a guy.
The architect
like
is one of the guys in the field. Like you get the blacksmith, which how you upgrade your weapons. You get the rune chick, how you upgrade your abilities, and then you get the architect. And the architect will just stamp the map. So it's like if I'm dungeon crawling and like I get through the entire castle.
I thought he charged you.
I don't think I ever stamped the map once.
I don't think I did.
That's
either.
Crazy. How did you get to the bosses?
You find them.
You get to the what level are you?
There's no more than 40 screens.
No, see, I'm all it's gold or progress. Like if I'm out for gold, I'm never stamping the map.
I'm only
because I want to traverse through the entire castle and then go outside and then go up and then go down.
Yeah.
But if I'm trying to get to the boss. I just stamp the map, try, stamp the map, try again, stamp the map, try a third time.
Yeah, but
eventually I get good enough.
I'm just going for gold, and I'll happen to come across the boss. I'll
That's why
him,
I did it.
Go for gold, you
well,
know what I mean?
I mean, I have three out of the four semi-bosses. And, like, as soon as I'm confident to, like, go down in the dungeon and...
What level is your guy?
104 or something like that.
Damn.
We're probably close to the same, but I've only beaten two.
I think I'm a little less.
Have you gotten the 20-hour trophy?
I don't think I did.
So,
I don't know.
Well, wait a minute. Did you get it for PS4 or Xbox?
PS4.
Wow.
I paid for it, though.
fool of a Took.
Yeah, well, it was a long time ago, and it was fun. I needed something to play.
Yeah, and the last thing I'll say about it is that game, like, for the first 5 hours, I didn't even...
It's hard to get into.
I was just like, why am I doing this? This is hopeless. Like, to the point where I talked to you about fucking... When you're winning in that game, like, it's the most rewarding thing ever. But when you're losing, it's just like, why do I even play video games? Like, it's just endless, nothing. Like, nothing's actually being achieved.
It's those unrewarding games where it's just...
Yeah. And eventually, you get one thing that helps you get gold. And then you, like, you use that to double up on a second thing that helps you get gold. Like, you unlock the runes. Like, I'm all gold, man. Every weapon I use is gold.
Really?
Every upgrade I use is gold.
No.
Oh, man.
Me neither.
Oh, listen, dude. It's better to be able to double jump and slide and save your life than it is to get a couple extra gold every time.
I got slide, double jump. Those are unlocked.
For a while.
The next three are the gold upgrade.
For a while, I'd make sure that I cleared the castle.
That's okay.
I would go searching to make sure I got every single room in the castle.
And that was depressing.
I didn't do that.
Sometimes it did.
Just went around it.
Because you find the secret areas that have, like, chests with huge gold in them.
If I have a barbarian, then like I can open a new map, clear the castle, the outdoors, and the attic.
Was it? Is it 10,000 gold? That's a lot in one run.
If I'm trying, I can go 10, like 000? 13 to 15.
Yeah, I can 100. Do that too. 1,000.
Well, okay, it's 100.
100,000 is what you were getting?
No. 1,300 is a big one. Like a.
No.
No, I'll go
13,000.
I'll go 13,000 to 15,000.
Like, you unlock 10 things at once that are all 1,000 apiece?
Oh, they get up to 7,000 apiece,
yeah.
10,000 apiece.
Oh, you know what? Maybe you're right.
They get some things that I'm trying to unlock.
Are you sure not 700?
No, I definitely know that I've been over...
You get 10 coins per.
No,
I get like 100 or 40. At least,
come on.
I see 40 is a lot.
The standard when you break something and one coin comes out is 10.
I'm at like 23 coins every time, per coin.
Okay, sure, but I'm letting you know that the standard is 10.
Okay, well, I don't know how you mine's
play,
upgraded.
So you got to get 100 coins to get 1,000.
Yeah, you get them for 1,000.
I'm getting 10,000.
You get those big money bags.
I know.
That's what I'm saying. If you search the whole areas, I've definitely been over 10,000.
Anyway, that's Rogue Legacy. I'm having fun. Until fucking Order comes out, which I'm pretty excited about.
I want you to talk about it because I wanted to watch the stream. Oh, you've seen the physical copy. You also watched a stream on it, which I want to hear about, because I'm so excited for this game.
The stream wasn't the greatest of quality.
Yeah. But it still has to give you an idea of, like, there hasn't been that much.
You could see, like, the shitty, it's a testament for the game, because you could see how bad it looked, like through the stream. It was fuzzy.
But it's still good.
But behind it, you could see... Just like the soft shadows on the guy's face as he's walking through this courtyard. It's like so fucking pretty.
Awesome.
It looks better than anything I've ever seen.
Do you know what I mean when I say that?
I don't care.
I'm happy to go through like whatever movie it is.
Watching a movie interactively, because that's kind of what this seems like.
There'll be more than that.
Yeah, because there's a lot of QuickTime events and
stuff. Yeah, the QuickTime fights, they look fucking awesome.
Yeah, they look sweet. If they look fucking cool, I'll have fun.
Dude, I feel like, I don't know why, it's so unprecedented, but like, the Resident Evil 4 level of investment, like, where you just have to try hard a little bit and you'll be really good at it, like, I feel like that's what they have to be going for. You know, like, Gears of War. Like, give it a little bit of your time, like, you'll get good enough. We'll give you the upgrades you need, all that kind of stuff.
We
want you to get through this game, like, and I'm excited. Just like, let them drag me along. I mean, Tomb Raider's kind of the same way.
It will progress.
You know, if you give it a little bit of time.
I'm mostly buying it because of how good it looks.
Yeah,
exactly, it looks like the most impressive.
Like, it's something you can
video
put
game
on.
I've ever seen.
Like, my brother comes over. Like, look at what this fucking thing can do.
Exactly. Exactly.
It's like, that's the next big game.
I can't wait for like 5 years from now, like late console cycle.
They keep talking like this isn't even pushing the power of the PS4. Like,
no.
We could do still way more. Like, this developer.
Yeah.
Ready at Dawn?
Ready at Dawn.
What did they do before?
Last game they made was a God of War game for PSP, which I happened to play and it was amazing.
Really?
Yeah.
God of War game?
And actually really, really fun.
PSP?
Not Vita? What have they been doing?
Making this fucking
game. Obviously.
They've been working on this for a long time, clearly.
They must have been, yeah.
Talk about a polished experience. Just based on, like, shitty YouTube videos.
What's that, that Capcom works? Game? That the Capcom like dungeon crawler?
Oh,
Monster Hunter?
No.
What is that?
I've for been PS4. A lot of that. Not, it's exclusive for PS4.
Yeah, that was one of the first videos they showed.
Yeah, not Bloodborne, but yeah, but the other one. I don't know. But that looked awesome, too.
What the fuck is it? It's like Deep Down. Deep Down.
Yep, that's there you go. Called. There you go.
I don't even remember that.
Well, should be all right.
Apparently, that's still coming out. But, let's see what else we got.
Oh, I have one piece of news I just remembered.
What's that?
Can I bring it up? You may have it.
I don't know.
Bethesda's going to have an
E3. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's huge.
That is ridiculous.
That means all our shit that we love. Well...
Come on.
Fallout 3. Fallout 4.
Yeah, it's going to be Fallout 4.
Has to happen. And if it doesn't happen, the internet will explode.
No, it definitely will.
Imagine they went there and pulled the fucking BioWare. Like, what's that ninth fucking Sage game or whatever the hell it's called?
They canceled that game.
Really?
Yeah, before it even released. BioWare.
Good for them.
Game. We're like, what?
Good for them, yeah. Yeah, it was like a fighter.
Like it's not
Spirit
a...
Worlds or some shit.
Yes.
Yeah, like, guys, this is not up to our par. Yeah. We're not releasing it. I'm sorry.
A year later, fucking pull the plug. This sucks.
This is not what... It doesn't have our, like, stamp on it.
Do you remember
it.
That fucking tease? Unveiling of BioWare's new game. Yeah!
We thought it was happening three times. I mean, they did, what was it like? And that's not Mass Effect. That's a new game. But let's talk about Mass Effect. And they showed a couple more screens. Or no, it was the vice versa. It's like everything's starting to look really cool. And they're like, this is another one of a game that we're making. And then Star Wars Battlefront.
There's been a lot of Mass Effect talk on like IGN the past week or so.
Could the multiplayer be the best ever?
It could be.
Five ways to make multiplayer.
I hate that they actually had like a headlined article saying like there could be a multiplayer component to. Well, I'm like, there damn well better be. There was an awesome one in 3. If you take away features,
I don't want multiplayer.
Fuck you.
Why
you
is
don't
that news. Fucking game sites.
Hey,
there might be multiplayer.
Did you know in this game there might be some game?
There are real world things I'm not paying attention to. Yeah. I go to IGN and think there might be fucking multiplayer. You masturbating me.
It's true.
Anyways.
Yep.
Well, that's all the games that I played. What about Dying Light? You guys played some games.
You talked about that game.
I've played a lot more, though. But... Like, a lot in the last 2 weeks.
Well, we only
have
10 minutes, so... Do you want to talk about Dying Light?
I think the only thing worth mentioning is that fucking grappling hook is really cool. Opens up the game.
It changes the game.
Yes, it does. It goes to a whole other section where there's tons of elevation. And
the like the new town?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, the whole thing's different. It's like rooftops.
I can honestly say, though, the game was too long.
It is too long.
This is a case where it doesn't have very often where I want to finish it. Like, I'm being burnt out on it before it's even done. But only because I've done all the side missions.
If I had known the game was this long, I would not have done the side missions.
It's long. It's like, I played like 30 hours and I'm not done yet.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
And what's funny is the variety of the missions is very minimal. You know, like Far Cry... They have more missions, but there's way more variety. You can I skip like these three types of missions I don't even care for because I play the other 9 types, and I still play more than I'll play Dying Light.
Yeah.
So that's the problem. It's just you run around, and you just beat up zombies, which is fun.
It is fun. It does wear out though.
Yeah. And
I'm almost done with it. I'm gonna finish the campaign because I put this much time into it. I have to, but then I'm never touching it again.
Is there multiplayer?
Yeah, I'm not playing it.
Dude, play the multiplayer. Oh, that's worth mentioning too. You turn the multiplayer on, someone can join your game as the hunter, and it's just this creature that can move really fast on the rooftops.
The Night Stalkers?
I think they're called hunters.
Whatever, they're fucking terrifying.
You shine the light on them, and then they slow down, and they can't move, and you can beat them to death. But if they, as soon as you turn, they always attack you, because, like...
They're fucking fast.
There's a really great strategy of the game, where when you're not facing them, they just charge in really fast. But if you can turn and shine the light, and like they'll jump at you, and like... The light will kind of push them
off. That's really scary.
It is fucking...
awesome.
Dude, it is really, really, really intense. I haven't played a multiplayer that intense in a long time. And I haven't played as the hunter yet. I've only played as, like, the prey.
Oh.
And you go around just beating up these, like, nests of monsters meanwhile they're hunting you. And you can, like... You know you ping in the game with X?
Yeah.
And you can ping and see where he's at almost at all times.
The orange guy?
As you're running, it's hard to ping and then coordinate and then do the flashlight. It's really well done.
I'd like to fucking kill you.
We can do a friends only stuff, man.
All right, we should do it.
It's cool.
That sounds really fun.
And it's all in the dark as well, right?
The nighttime in that game is fucking intense, man. There was a lot of, like, probably the first
I want to talk about this.
Didn't play at night.
The day-night schedule is story-driven and not time. It's not.
Only for the first few cycles.
Yeah, first few missions.
Yeah, because I heard that. I was like, that sucks.
That was for people. Because remember
the fear of, like, achieving a goal before the sun goes down. Like, that would go away, right? If it was all based on
story. That happens now. It's like, fuck.
Like, Tomb Raider did not have a day-night schedule based on time. It was all story.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, like, that was a whole game. Like, it was, like, the beauty of that game, I thought, was, like, because how well it was narrated. How well they dropped you scene to scene to scene to scene. And nothing, like, took too long, or you didn't spend.
Well, it's because Tomb Raider didn't really have that many side quests, and it was just like a very.
But no, I mean, like, in a game where, like, the nighttime in Tomb Raider was a little different. Like, you just kind of it was harder to play. It was, you know, like, the game looked so great, like, it was nice to be up in the sunlight. But with Dying Light, I imagine, like, part of the appeal was it's Mirror's Edge during the day and fucking. What's the other
Dead Island
by night, you know? So, like, you're like, get, achieve your goals while the sun's up. Like, and when I heard like that, it was story driven.
By the night, it's more of a stealth game.
No. The first two cycles are that way because they're teaching you the mechanics, and they don't want to introduce you to night before they've kind of taught you about, you know, everything that they want to teach you about, right?
Okay, so
after that, like, you run around as much as you want. Night comes, it's really cool. They talk to you on the walkie, saying you have 1 hour. And when night comes, it's really cool. Like, he looks at his watch and sees, like, 2 minutes to 11.
Yeah.
And your watch beeps, and then night falls, and all your skill points double. Like, all your experience and everything doubles in the night.
Okay, well...
Which is amazing.
Do you think maybe... Cool. Like, do you think the game experience could have been improved by sticking to a...
No.
No, it's better this way.
No, they did. Yeah? They nailed it perfectly.
Yeah, because there are some missions that you specifically have to do at night. Like, one side quest was, like, a guy wants to fortify your fort that you're in better, but you need light. He's like, the only lights that are powerful enough in the city that are still working are the ones on the bridge. So you have to fucking climb this bridge
at night. So how many nights would you go through without having that light? You know, like, is it story-driven?
No.
Or it's like...
It's just a side quest. But once you get them, it does affect the base. It changes it.
What?
Do you do that mission yet?
No.
Is there a clock at all? I guess that's what I'm asking.
There's a clock.
There's a clock on your wrist.
And you hit start and it comes up, or maybe the pad.
Cool.
They did a really good job with night.
It's terrifying.
That is the driving thing behind the game is the day and the night. The night comes and it's like a bad time. It's a scary time. There's new monsters that, like, kill you really quickly. Yeah. And it's awesome. Like, you can look out and it's pitch black. If there's nothing near you, if something close to you, maybe there's a little bit of a light, like a trap or something with a light on it, you can kind of see. But I've never played a game where, like, you can look out and literally it's pitch black if you're looking out too far. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's cool.
They did a really good job. And then you can put your flashlight on, which works really well as well.
You know, straight bullshit? Boomers. The fucking exploder ones?
Yeah.
They're so gay. It's so gay. You can have upgraded health twice. So normal, your health is 100. I think mine's 175 right now. If I have full health and this fucking stupid boomer guy's behind me, I'm dead in one hit. And it's a fucking first-person game where you have, you know, a select view.
Yeah.
And if you're fighting zombies or something, he just runs up behind you. There's no, like, he's not that loud. He just kind of moans like every other zombie. And then you just, like, the screen goes, you died. You lose a bunch of survivor points, which you work hard to get. It's like, fuck off. Like, I don't even know what
kills me. That doesn't happen that much to me.
It happens in, like, the later you get in the game more often.
You ever look backwards when you run?
No.
They have a feature you look backwards when you run. You can even throw shit.
I only do that at night.
Awesome. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's another thing about Rogue Legacy that was tough to get into, is there's so much diversity between who you pick that you can feel like, I remember feeling stronger than this, you know, like, I remember lasting longer, and then, like, you just, like, for the first couple hours, I was just randomly, like, picking, like, I don't care, like, I like the special that they have, so I'll pick this guy, without reading, like, what they were good at.
Fan of the man.
Yeah, and, like, it was, like... annoying, like,
yeah,
it seemed random, like, sometimes I die early, sometimes I can survive a couple of these hits, like, I killed this guy in 2 hits last time, why is it taking 3 hits now, like, and that was tough too, like, the game pissed me off quite a bit.
Barbarian.
Well, I mean, I stacked my barbarian class for sure.
I stacked every class but barbarian.
I stacked only because, like, I would have 1200 gold and only one thing to spend it on.
Yeah.
So it's like, all right, throw it in there.
Barbarian's the way to go.
Like, that was the cool thing. After a while, you realize, like, I'm losing this money if I don't spend it. Like, I'll just start buying things. Just start bringing it here. Yeah, because that fucker takes it. Yeah. Well, I negotiated down to him 50% and sometimes nothing. So sometimes I keep my gold, or he'll only take half.
That's an expensive purchase.
That one. Oh, I spent the money.
It's like 10 grand or something, isn't it?
All about gold. All about the gold. As soon as I started investing in gold,
potentially save some bad runs. I just let those bad runs go.
I do too, because I don't run bad.
As long as I'm putting it into something, I'm still spending it.
No, all gold. It's helped me out quite a bit.
Game sounds dope.
It's too dope. It's too dope, and like it's not really. I don't want.
It's very addictive. You're like, I'll do one more run. Okay, I'll do one more run.
I forgot to take out the garbage last night because of Legacy, Rogue Legacy. And like, I woke up, and Friday, every day I'm at work at 9 o'clock. But Friday, I have to drop my son off at daycare. So it's like, I have like a window of like, you can sleep in an extra 20 minutes on Fridays. Or, you know, do this, like wake up, and then I'll take a shower, and then I'll fucking put on an episode of Star Wars Rebels. Max will watch it, and he won't move a thing. So it's like freezing him for half an hour while I just veg or eat or something. But I don't even know where I was going with that. Oh, but Friday, I sleep in for a bit. So I stayed up, and I was like, okay, it's like 11:30. I got a couple minutes to play fucking Rogue Legacy.
2 a.m. comes around.
Shelby's like, don't forget to take the garbage. I'm like, I will not. I promise you. You don't have anything to worry about. Everything's going to be A-okay. That garbage is going to be fucking by the road in the morning.
Yeah.
Snap, like, play Rogue Legacy, snap to it. It's been 3 hours. I crash and then just wake up, like, to Shelby, like, did you honestly not take the garbage out? And I'm just like, door slams behind her. She's off to work.
Like, fuck.
I'm just like, I fucking forgot to take the garbage out. What an idiot.
Still yeah. Worth it.
but I played Rogue Legacy for 3 hours.
More than once, I picked it up, like, right when I got home, which I usually try to wait till, you know, kind of put the kid, at least Desmond, to bed and get some family time in. And I'm just like, I'll just play for 10 minutes. And then just like 3 or 4 hours later.
I sort of had like, a moment like that.
Yeah, like,
just
the first 2 weeks, honestly, I did that like, 2-3 times. Wives or girlfriends or anybody else watching this, like, even you guys, if you came over and I was playing Rogue Legacy, you'd just be like, why are you doing this? Like, this is the worst thing you've ever done with your time, ever. Just watching the going map to map fucking slashing.
Oh my god. I had a moment.
It's so bad, and I can't wait to go play it.
Just signed us up for baby classes on Tuesdays. Like, 2 hours on Tuesday, which, when I play Destiny, Tuesday's raid day. It's the day everything resets.
Oh no.
And like, all the guys that I get to play with, I do my raid, get home at 5 o'clock, and they're like,
that's actually when I play my games.
So religiously, they're at 5 o'clock. They all get on at 5, and I'm trying to do fucking Crota on hard 3 times in 1 hour, and we have to leave at 6 o'clock. Jess is like very adamant. The thing starts at 6:30, in 2 weeks in a row now. She's like sitting on the couch, and I'm like, fucking 2 more minutes. I just have to, I'm like, last run, I'm going to beat him right now. I look, it's 6:10. She's like, fuck it, I'll go by myself. And 2 weeks in a row now, I've whipped my headphones off going, fine, are you fucking happy? Just like, she left last Tuesday without me. I was like, I'll be 2 fucking minutes. Leave me alone. I'm like, last week you made me fucking miss out on this, and I didn't get the gun I wanted. And she fucking left. She left without me. I stayed for the extra 5 minutes, beat it, got the gun that I've been trying to get for like fucking 5 weeks. And I was like, fuck it, it's worth it. Sweet. And then I drove myself to meet her in time, like sped all the way to Windsor. But yeah, 2 weeks in a row, it's caused fights.
Wow. All right, that's it.
Unfortunately, well, I mean, if you want to leave feedback, the best place to do that is on allrangemode.com in the show thread immediately under the show heading. Leave a comment.
You can also find us on Twitter, ARM Podcast.
What's the other one?
Facebook.
Oh, facebook.com/allrangemodepodcast.
Nailed it.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening.
Cocky little freak!
baby.
There you go.
Baby. Welcome to the Orange Mode Show, baby, for me. Welcome to the Orange Mode Show for baby, for me. Welcome to the Orange Mode Show for me, baby. 98.